This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, Live Sunday edition. You may take control of these airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, we want you to join us here in addition to on the phones. Also, we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Right back to your calls and thoughts here. Jay is with us in Colorado. You said you've been driving around looking at what kind of political signs you're seeing in, was it Boulder?
Yeah, I've been going to Boulder a couple times a week here for a few weeks now and driving, like, just different roads to kind of check it out. And so I've only seen one Hillary sign, but what's interesting is I see a lot of Gary Johnson, Johnson Weld signs. And Saturday night coming home, I saw two Vermin Supreme signs.
That's funny.
And that was kind of cool, I thought. But, a couple of Trump signs here and there. But, I go hang out with some people in Boulder. And, I mean, maybe it's just because of people I hang out with, but I haven't really come across too many, extremist liberals. And I've been going a lot of places over there.
Now, when you're seeing the signs, are they in people's yards or just kind of on public property?
So the Johnson Weld signs are definitely in people's yards, like on people's fences. And the one Hillary sign that I drove by was like, it was just kind of like this big wooded lot. It was kind of you couldn't really identify, whose property it was or anyone's house. I thought that was interesting. But the Trump people out here seem, the farmers, the jihadist Republicans, as I refer to them, that I work with a lot out east, they got these Trump signs that are, like, ridiculous. Like, they're the size of semi-trailers and, big billboards and, just out in these, like, corn and wheat fields, in the middle of nowhere, along, like, the major roads. But
well, if you cut the cities out, Trump would win. There's no doubt about it. It's the cities that cause, that make the difference.
Yeah, and even like going down in Denver and stuff, I've seen a few Gary Johnson signs, but just traveling all around here, like the past 3 weeks, I've been putting on a lot of miles, getting around a lot, because, I'm not going to be here much longer. And, I've only seen one Hillary sign. It's just been my observation.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that feedback, Jay, and appreciate the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It just makes you wonder what is actually going to happen. I just don't believe polls. I've always found that, people swear by polls, they end up proving themselves wrong. And if you look at the Icelandic election, for instance, they were polling in second place by only one percentage point the week prior to the election, but they didn't do as good as they were shown as they were doing in the polls. They got 10 out of the 63 seats, and I don't have the percentages in front of me, but it just seems like they didn't do as good as they could have because the other party that got first place got
19.
Quite a bit more. So, right now the Trump-Hillary polls are like, within 1 point of one another? I saw a Vice News story about that.
National polls are really useless because we don't have a national election. We have a series of state elections. A whole bunch of state elections go on at the same time. So those are what really make the difference. There's no electoral votes that are distributed by
at
a national
large
election. There's only state electoral votes, and in Maine and Nebraska there's some sort of district electoral votes.
I know that they've had rallies for the candidates. There was the Tim Kaine rally last week. I think it was in Florida where 30 people showed up.
There's a great one on Facebook of like a Hillary rally with all the signage and everything. And then somebody took a circle and circled all of the Photoshopped, like the same Photoshop person over and over and over in it. And it must have been 7 Photoshops of the same person. And then they showed a bunch of other, then other people were pointing out that there's, the same thing was going on with other people in there. But
so they faked the photo of the rally?
Amazing.
It's interesting. Now, I would want to see the source for that photo to make sure it was actually appearing on the Hillary site
and
that it wasn't just somebody who took a picture and fake photoshopped it to make it look like they did.
Sure.
But either way, you know, that was one of the things when I saw the 30 people turning out at the Tim Kaine rally, which he's the vice presidential candidate for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you better be sure to tell people because he's basically unknown.
Yeah. But you would think that if Hillary Clinton was so popular that more than 30 people would come out to her rally. And I looked at the story about that and I thought, well, you know, maybe this is just somebody took an early photo and then another 300 people showed up later. But I looked around to see if I could find the same, you know, a story about that same event on a Democratic site or pro-Democrat site, and I couldn't find it. So I couldn't find any denial that there was a poor turnout by the Democrats. Because you would figure if the Trump supporters were putting out these photos out there saying that only 30 people showed up, then somebody would say, nuh-uh, here's a picture of 300 people that were at the same rally, you know, 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I think Trump has a significantly larger drawing power.
Doesn't that mean that there's a chance that there's going to be a surprise for Trump this election with a surprise turnout?
Because Ron Paul had tremendous turnout at his events and got 8% of the vote or whatever.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
You see, the thing is that you can be a support of your candidate at a 10, and Johnny Ray can be the support of his candidate at a 1, and you go both vote, and your votes are worth the same.
Mm.
So it doesn't particularly matter. I mean, you know, at this point, this election is going to be won or lost in the city, in the cities, not in the countryside. Trump's already won the countryside.
Well,
what matters is people of color, men of color, is really what makes a difference in this particular election.
Well, I'm looking forward to being over, and thank goodness we only have 9 more days until this madness is, well, at least this part of it's behind us. Then who knows what's coming next, because then we've got either Hillary or Trump likely going to be taking the Oval Office, and that, of course, is not going to be good for freedom, whichever way the dice roll on that. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I just want to you know, talk about that. It's just amazing that, you know, our mail ballots, people mail it in on election day, a day before, they mail it any old way and expecting that it's going to get counted. You know, they don't think that there is a deadline. And it turns out that just in our county, Bernalillo County, we have from every election, we have from 500 to 1,500 that just hits the dumpster. It just goes into the landfill.
And just because they're late? Because they sent them too late?
Yeah, because it has to be in. It has to be in by 7 o'clock November 8th. That's why you have to be in that line by 7 o'clock. November, that day.
Turns out there's dumb people everywhere, huh, Sarah?
Well, yeah, you generally have to read the instructions on something when you receive it. I'm sure that on the ballots it says, hey, you need to send this in no later than this particular date. I mean, I'm sure they're not hiding that information from the people who are voting. Mark, didn't you get an absentee ballot recently?
I did get an absentee ballot. But
now, you filled it out in the office.
You're right, just right in the office. I saved them a stamp, and, you know, what difference does it make? Why would I, you know, spend the money on it, take it home? I don't even think about this.
Yeah, but the thing is, people don't like to read. See what I'm talking about?
Well, if you can't be bothered to read, you probably shouldn't vote.
Do you have a solution for that, Sarah? Because I think that's really, it's difficult to transmit information to somebody without writing it down in a situation like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, they just assume that if they mail it in on the election day, that it's going to count. And it clearly is printed on the instructions. And on the information.
Well, it's really hard to feel sorry for those people. If it's clearly printed, if they don't comprehend what it is that they're reading or they choose not to read it, that is not my problem.
I got an idea. Maybe Kim Kardashian and Kanye West could do a video about it.
About sending your ballots in early?
Yeah, sending your ballots in early.
Maybe she'll break the internet with that.
I just want to tell you something.
She can
just
take her pants off.
I just want to say, our poll workers, or either they have to wear a name tag. I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, because a lot of the illiterate people, like one of my neighbor was illiterate. She couldn't read, and she had to ask them to help them. And she was a Democrat, but she had to get a Democrat that knows her party to help fill it out. So this is New Mexico.
Wow.
We have like third grade average reading level, and a lot of them are illiterate.
I doubt that,
or semi-illiterate.
Sarah. I doubt that. Thank you for the call tonight. I said I doubt that. Thank you for the call tonight. A lot of Sarah's statistics and claims we've found to be completely false. So I suspect the average reading letter is level is a little higher than third grade, maybe fifth grade.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take a look at that.
Yeah, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free. Forget whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight on this live Sunday edition, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, Roger Ver, he's got some cool tweets that he puts up on his Twitter. Roger K. Ver is the Twitter handle. And one that he wrote most recently is written, Today I Learned. I never knew what TIL stood for. I had to go and look that one up.
I didn't know that. Any.
Today I learned that Ron Paul became a medical doctor specifically so the government wouldn't force him to kill others when they drafted him into the military.
Wow. Yeah, he was a flight surgeon.
Yeah, so that's something new. I didn't know that about Ron Paul. We've actually got an article from Ron Paul that we'll share here in a few moments.
When he was running for office, I remember Kane. Everybody was giving Kane credit for being the only veteran on the ballot. Ron Paul was I can't remember what his level was, but he was an officer in the Air Force. And, you know, no one would mention that. Ron Paul didn't make a big deal about it. He said, I wouldn't have gone if I wasn't going to get drafted anyway. Mm-hmm. So he didn't make a big deal about it. But it just goes to show how these candidates will use their military status to, you know, promote their campaign when, I mean, look, Ron Paul was, you know, in the military and no one cared. No one cared. No one cared except the people in the military who supported him above all other candidates.
Correct.
But nobody cared, you know, these flag waving, let's shoot the Muslim folks. They didn't care what the military people wanted.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Brent in Colorado listening to KDGO. Hey, Brent.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the guy before up in Boulder talking about how the signs up there and everything, I've been noticing around here, Durango's a lot like Boulder in the fact that it's very liberal and pretty much a bastion of liberalism at this point. But the interesting thing is you can drive around town and you'll see a lot of yards with all the Democratic candidate signs, but you won't see a Hillary Clinton sign in the midst of those signs.
Interesting. That's even more interesting.
Yeah,
they just can't bring themselves to support her, huh?
What's that?
They just can't bring themselves to support her completely.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's definitely plenty of yards that do have the Hillary sign, but there's a lot that don't, too. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what that means. I wonder if they're going to be voting. I mean, did you see that those yards would have a Jill Stein sign in them for the Green Party or just no presidential support whatsoever?
Yeah, no presidential support. I mean, there's no Trump around here at all. Except maybe the occasional bumper sticker or whatever. But, yeah, there's no Jill Stein, Gary Johnson. There's a few just Johnson signs around here. But as far as, like, Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton, on those yards, I haven't seen it.
Cool. Thanks for the feedback, Brent. Anything else you want to comment on? Go ahead.
Well, a funny side note, I accidentally dialed 1-800 when I called the number instead of 1-855, and it was some kind of weird sex line or something.
You didn't give me your credit card number, did you?
No, I didn't, but I thought it was pretty funny.
Yes, our phone screeners will never ask you for your credit card number before they allow you on Free Talk Live. Hey, thanks for the call back, or thanks for the call tonight, Brent. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
That's true. If you dial 800-450-3733, there's a surprise waiting for you.
Have you tried that, Mark?
I haven't, but I've heard it enough times.
All right, Dave.
I never take my time to you know, oh, yeah, you know, I got some time, let's call in.
I would do it right now, but I don't know how explicit it is.
That's true.
So, anyway, David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead into New Mexico.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you were doing somebody. One of you guys was doing a check that was coming over the Skype a minute ago, and I don't know if I wasn't sure if the phone was connected well.
It's just Skype.
Anyway, Skype. Yeah. I wanted to, on a later date. I would like to further discuss rights, like the water rights issue you were discussing. I don't want to do that now, but another time I'd like to talk about that more and to help you out. A little bit, that woman's name, it's not actually even her name, it's just her lineage, but it's John's daughter.
Oh, the,
Iceland?
Yeah, Iceland.
Yeah,
okay.
Birgitta, you can address her as Birgitta. Their system they use there is, John's daughter is not even her last name, but for the sake of not confusing the world, they say Birgitta, John's daughter. It's a lineage. In Iceland, if you use the old Scandinavian, patrionic, lineage system. So she is Birgitta, the daughter of John. Her father is John. So she's Birgitta, John's daughter is what they would say, but it's just in an American accent, John's daughter is fine. Cause that's what it means.
Huh.
And
now, have you spent time in Iceland?
No, I haven't. My family comes from Scandinavia, from Norway, and so I have although I did my first year in college, my next door neighbor in the dorm was from Iceland, so that was my first introduction to actual Icelandic. But anyway, I just thought I'd help you out with that one. So to make your job simpler, she's just John's daughter.
Got it.
Okay. So, but David, how do the Icelanders preserve their family's name through the generations? If you're only getting, to my understanding, if you're just getting the first name of your father and that's your last name, and that's going to, and your children are going to have different names, are dynasties recorded and
it'd be hard
in any other way?
Not being an expert on it. Yes, they're recorded in some way. It's obviously preserved in a firm manner.
Okay.
However, the way they simply refer to each other by their first name, and then if they need to identify with further than that, they just add the John's daughter, and that's who they are. Even though that's not necessarily her legal name in the state record would likely be something other than John's daughter, but just for in society, she would represent herself not by whatever her necessary legal name would be, but I'm Birgitta, John's daughter. Even though John's daughter is not actually her last name, what she's telling you is her lineage rather than her last name. It's just a different culture. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks for clearing that up, David. I appreciate the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's referring to a good chunk of the show's first hour where we were talking about the Icelandic Pirate Party and their not entire victory over the weekend, but getting second place in the parliamentary elections. So we'll continue. You know, if we hear more about what's going on with the Pirate Party, I'm still interested in finding out about it. I'm more curious also about the status of the Pirate Party in the United States and so on. So you're welcome to join us here. Maybe if you know a thing or two about it, maybe you're involved with the Pirate Party in the U.S., you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, Venezuela, they are finally going to be increasing the number of zeros on their dollar bills, or their bolivars, as they're called there. So
Bolivar Fuerte. They already trashed their last one, and then they created a new strong bolivar.
Correct. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that. Plus, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Maybe we'll go there next, because I don't want to miss this one. It's Doom, but not like you're used to playing it. We'll get into that here in a little bit. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday Edition. Join us.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial in here, toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the show. Coming up in late February, we want you to join us and a bunch of other really cool voluntarists and anarchists in Acapulco, Mexico for an Acapulco. It's going to be happening at the very end of the month of February. So, you know, right in the heart of wintertime in most places in the Northern Hemisphere, the February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco. Great guest speakers, including Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, our former co-host, and also former co-host Stephanie Murphy, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, as well as a bunch of others. You can get the list and your early bird tickets over at anarchapulco.com. It's going to be the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. They'll bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. They'll be talking about entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, and lifestyles and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. So join us February 25th through the 28th for Anarchapulco. Go to anarchapulco.com. For your tickets, we go to your calls and thoughts. We got Sprightly on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live listening to KDGO and Durango. Hey, Sprightly.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Yeah, I just wanted to first corroborate what your other caller from Durango was saying, how I'm with a buddy. We're in a big box chain store parking lot, and there are really no bumper stickers for either of these supposed lesser of evils or whatever. There is just no enthusiasm around here, and I think that I've heard some speculation how this whole thing, like half the country is going to be mad, whichever way it goes. I don't even think so. I think 70% of the people are not into it. And then that remaining 30, yeah, it's divided 15% and 15%.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, nobody is really into it. If there's a none of the above, I think more people are going
to
check that.
Yeah. And, you know,
I would
have a none of the above.
I would love to support Jill Stein or something, but it's just, I'm officially off of the registration because it's just, it's run out. And I called, the Secretary of State is actually waiting for me to talk because I want to be not registered as a voter, but I want to be recorded as a qualified elector because my status as of a year ago, my status of standing was I convened a common law court of law for the public record for all to know that I am a continental. The land and I are one. It would be impossible for me to trespass on that which is of me.
I didn't expect your call to go in this direction. So let me hear a little bit more about being a continental. You've let people know, you've let the government know you're a continental. Tell me what about being
this is a part of the public record now. This is my standing, not as the name that I gave you guys, Sprightly Sprite. But I'm basically in the process of having a peaceful resolution, essentially. Everything was cool from last year. I did not draw up a new tag and a new a common law ID. This is what I want. And so I've basically just been letting the old contract run out, letting the voter registration, letting the driver's license, letting the registration.
So you're trying to opt out from the governmental society. You're trying to,
but still vote.
Express. His registration expired. He can't vote.
So yes. Well, not as a registered voter, but my thinking is that I should be able to, because I am of this land. I'm American. Whatever municipal corporation takes over for here or there, whatever, and it's in receivership and blah, 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 and resolution 192 from 1930.
I don't know what any of those things are.
Oh, well, you will. Because House Joint Resolution 192 from 1933, I think, basically when they said everybody has to turn in their gold and we are going to be pledging we're going to hypothecate the lives energy of the citizens who are really, subject to the jurisdiction, made a surety for
what
the
are they
debt
doing with the life energy.
What are he's saying that when they confiscated the gold, they put up people as collateral or something like that. Is
right,
that what you're saying?
But there's supposed to be remedy there that we're supposed to be able to discharge all of our debt. I have not entered this phase of my
You better
debt.
Look out. Let me give you a warning
because
it sounds like you're getting it sounds like you're getting into this redemption idea, and we've heard a lot of these conspiracy.
Right?
Hold on, Sprightly. I want to explain it for the listeners my understanding of it. There are these people out there who believe that you can just pay off debts by signing from some secret social security account that is linked to your birth certificate number or something like that. And basically, these schemes will get people in trouble for fraud. There are people out there that believe in them, but they've never actually tried them. And then when they actually tried them, they end up getting, brought up on criminal charges. So, I mean, just by virtue of entertaining some of these conspiracy theories, you're entering into a dangerous area. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying don't experiment in this sort of disconnecting from society thing.
If you have any success, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, I want
to
hear about the successes for sure. It seems like you're in the beginning phases of it.
Actually, you guys knew
No, from what I can tell, it's see. Here's the thing: like you may be able to. So I've tried some of this stuff, and of course the gurus will always say, well, you didn't do it the right way if it didn't work.
Of course,
but I've
don't
tried
your paperwork. That's not my gig. I'm not into. But I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
I thought you said you put something
here,
on the public record.
But that was my viva voce. That was my vocal. That
was
me.
Him talking tonight.
Convening the court and speaking. My proper person.
Well, you convened a what you called a common law court. Was there someone in there taking notes? Because otherwise, you just spoken.
Because it was for a ticket for. They called it trespassing, but I was actually meditating. I was halfway through a two-hour meditation, to them, it's that I was sleeping in my RV, you know, and they're trying to have a thing here about codes.
So what happened to your ticket after you called the common law court?
It was basically, it was deferred. I deferred my own thing because everybody decided, actually, they wanted me to become an advisor to the local homeless coalition, but I don't want to necessarily start taking on extra liability right now.
Who wanted that? The government people or the common law court people?
The city attorney and the magistrate.
They didn't show up at your common law court.
Yeah, no, that's where my this is. I put
you
my
convened
common
law court inside the government court.
Right on top of there. This is how. Yeah,
is there video of this? Because I really want to see video of this.
Yeah, well, I have not watched the video, but it's all supposed to be for the public record for, you know.
Well, most courtrooms are not video recorded. Are you saying they are in Durango, Colorado?
Yeah. That's the impression that I was getting.
Well, why don't you pull that video and put it up on YouTube so everyone can see exactly how you convene a common law court inside a government court? I would love to see that happen because you got to understand, Sprightly, it's the first time you called the show, but we've had a lot of people call over the years with a bunch of courtroom conspiracies and, you know.
And you've gone to jail over
some of it. And so, you know, we're familiar with some of these theories, not in depth, but familiar enough to know that generally they don't work. And further, no one ever has proof that they've actually worked. So getting video of any of this would be very, very enlightening, I think, for a lot of people. Thanks for the call.
And you know what?
Nope. Don't know what. It's Free Talk Live, and I don't know where the break is. We're supposed to be into that right now. So we're right now talking with our listeners.
$5,95,928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage online.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm just imagining the guy calling the common law court together in inside a government courtroom. Because normally when you hear about people calling, I mean, there's no normal when it comes to common law courts, but at least in the history of being on this show, people will talk about forming their own common law court. Or there have been news stories about people who will form their common law court and then, like, send subpoenas out to judges and,
oh, yeah,
and, you know, other government bureaucrats, you know, basically demanding that they come to the people's common law court to be, you know, brought up on charges
or
whatever. And of course, you know, the prosecutor's not going to show up to something like that. So I've never heard of anybody actually going into the government courtroom and just calling their own court there. And I'm just trying to imagine, like, what that would be like. Is he doing it from the pews, or is he actually trying to get up and sit in the judge's chair before the judge comes in? And you're not going to make it very far if you try that one.
No.
You could put a booster seat in your own chair and then take your jacket off to reveal your
black robe
and put your wig on and then... I'm going to put the system on trial.
So I got pulled over for speeding last night coming here.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Stady? No, it was a...
Keen cop?
No, it was a local cop down in Winchester.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure he was wrong, but that doesn't really make a difference. I was ready to go to court, and I happened to be wearing my Captain America costume when it happened. So I felt like this could be a relevant and important aspect of the case, and I could therefore carry the shield and wear the Captain America costume into court.
You were wearing it at the time, so it would seem like that would be legitimate.
Yep.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I didn't get,
You got a warning?
He didn't give me a citation.
You got a warning.
I never get citations. I just don't get
them. All right, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
You can join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I think that people trying different things is a good thing. I don't ever want to tell someone, hey, you shouldn't experiment with new ways to approach the system as we know it. I don't think that you should always think inside the box when it comes to these things. But I think what happens with a lot of these people who read these common law theories or courtroom tactics online, I think that a lot of them read these stories and they've never actually implemented it themselves. And then when they go in to actually try to implement, if they ever do finally go to, you know, try to implement this, something will happen that they didn't expect. The judge will, you know, handle the
situation. The judge will go off script.
Right. And they don't know how to handle that in the moment. And then ultimately the guru will, you know, if they confront them later about, hey, your trickery didn't work in the court, the guru will find some sort of fault in what it was that the person did.
A lot of times the guru is paid, too. Like there's, you know, they have important information for you to be able to, you know, solve whatever problems you have with government. So therefore, you need to pony up some money. And there's nothing wrong with an expert charging you for some help. Absolutely. However, when that expert is selling you a dream, then there's a problem.
Well, I mean, to some extent, an attorney is kind of like that too, right? They'll sell you the idea that they can get you out of something, and they may or may not.
You've got to be very, very careful in dealing with attorneys. And I'm sorry, you know, if they're not willing to take a case on some kind of contingency, like if you win, you get $10,000. If you lose, we'll give you one.
The thing that a lot of the conspiracy, courtroom conspiracy folks don't understand is that the government courts don't follow their own rules. And a lot of the conspiracy stuff is kind of based on some expert who has taken time to learn the system, to learn what they believe the rules are and how to exploit those rules. And they may actually have, you know, a very firm grasp on what those rules are supposed to be. They have done the research. They know what the rules are supposed to be. But when you actually get into the courtroom, that's when you learn that they don't play by those rules. In fact, the number one rule of the district courts here in New Hampshire, and I suspect all the other courts have the same rule,
or something similar,
is Rule 1.1. Look it up for yourself if you don't believe me. I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it word for word, but essentially it's that the rules may be waived at any time by the judge if he believes it is in the interest of so-called justice. So just take all the rules off the table because they don't apply if they don't want them.
Oh, we don't have rules for the judge.
Right. Exactly. So that's where these things generally fall flat on their face, is these people are expecting a specific thing to happen in response to what they do, and it just generally doesn't play out like that. Now, again, I want to be wrong about this. I want somebody out there who's one of these experts, these gurus, these people who say, I've studied this for hundreds of hours. I've, you know, put in all this time. I mean, you could tell the guy that was on the phone, Sprightly, a moment ago, he was just rattling off all this information that in his mind made sense. But to us, you know, listening, even though I was familiar with some of the words that he was speaking, it didn't really gel for me.
He was doing yada, 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 blah, 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 as though I knew all of this stuff, and absolutely, I do not.
No, yeah, he presumed that he was talking with people who knew what he was talking about, and that's definitely not the case. We know a little more than the average person who knows zero. We know a little bit more than that because we've heard a bunch of this over the years. So I want to be wrong. I want somebody to show me something that can be duplicated, because it's one thing if you go into a court and you have a victory, because... And you can assign whatever reasons you want to it. Oh, it was because I called the common law court. Or it was because I uttered these words or this phrase at this time. Or I didn't cross the bar. Or I didn't bind myself to the straw man.
Or the judge just doesn't want to put up with your crap that day and let you go.
That is probably what it is half the time. When a lot of these people win, it's just like, case dismissed. We don't want to deal with this. We don't want to have this guy doing this in front of the other people in the courtroom.
I lost,
whatever.
But won one I lost in court, but they let me work off the ticket by doing community service. And we have, you know, local not-for-profits here that are run by free staters, and I did some work for the local not-for-profit by doing emceeing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I would have done anyway.
See, that's just working the system.
Yeah.
That's not the exact same thing
here. Not exactly, no. But
these are people who are trying to, you know, opt out, to disconnect, to do something unusual, very unusual in the way that the system normally works. So I want to see somebody perform their task, whatever theory they have. I want to see it happen on video, because you calling to tell us about it just isn't really valuable. You know, anybody can call and tell a nice story. If you've been to court enough times, you can make up a story that sounds believable. So get it on video, whatever it is that happens, your case being dismissed. Okay, you got a parking ticket dismissed. Well, that should be pretty easy to duplicate. Let's have somebody else do the same thing. Take the exact same approach.
Duplication is really how you have to be able to duplicate things in science to prove that they're true. And that's
correct.
Why I was bringing up what I brought up. I don't expect on every speeding ticket that I get that I'm somehow going to be able to work it off by doing emceeing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That would be ridiculous for me to believe that. It just depends on the judge.
Yeah, that's true. Although we have had a lot of success with the method you're talking about, the community service being performed for liberty-friendly community service organizations. That has never been denied that I'm aware of, Mark. So that one has been duplicated on a number of occasions with more than one judge. So that one I like. But again, you're still working within their system. You, in that case, you have a nonprofit corporation that has asked for permission to exist from the government of New Hampshire. And as far as the government is concerned, that's what they require, is you need to have a nonprofit for whom you can do the community service. And if it's a nonprofit and there's, you know, the appropriate paperwork there from the nonprofit certifying that you indeed did do this community service, then that's usually good enough. Good enough for the judge, which is a really brilliant way to help people not pay into the system. And that's a totally within the system way. It's just a unique method of doing it that has had tremendous success for us here. So, again, prove it on video. That way you can show the world. Now, there's some cool videos out there. There aren't very many of them. There's the Moors. I don't know if you remember these guys. They're
the
like
Moors?
They're like these
in Canada?
I don't know if they're from Canada. They're these big black dudes that went into court somewhere in the U.S. It's been many years since we played them on the air. And they are some of these kind of courtroom conspiracy guys. At the very least, they had video of them doing their thing in the court. And it was pretty interesting, pretty entertaining to watch that happen. It's been so many years, I don't remember even what the theme of it was or the purpose of it. But if you want to look them up, I think it's Moore. And there may be some more videos of them by now, but that was one that sticks out in my mind. There was the other guy in Canada who, like, went up in front of a judge and got the judge so flustered that she got up and stormed out of the courtroom, and he declared victory at that moment.
I remember. Yeah. That was great stuff. And, you know, I mean, that there's good video.
But then we heard that later they came after him. You were saying, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember that, and I always wondered what happened to that guy.
Oh, it was over the hat. That was what it was. He was wearing a hat in court or something like that, and he refused to take it off, and somehow he believed he defeated the judge in her own courtroom.
Yeah, she surrendered the courtroom. She's abandoned the court.
Yes. I'm taking the wheel. I've crossed the bar.
Yeah, the problem with some of these videos is there's never a follow-up. You never get to see what happened later on.
This is maritime court, and I have grasped the wheel.
You know, did the cops show up at his house with a bench warrant for failure to appear at some point? Or, you know, what was the second chapter in that story? We never got to find that out. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. What is Ron Paul remain principled? He'll tell us coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.